Attorney Gordon Baldwin says a yes or a no from the BIA on the compact won't make a particle of difference in the lawsuit. Baldwin is the lead attorney in the suit filed by Republican legislators John Gard and Mary Panzer. He says the BIA is concerned only with whether the compact violates the federal trust relationship with the tribe. The lawsuit concerns state issues the BIA has no control over. One key issue in the lawsuit, he says, is the perpetual nature of the compact.
It's as if the governor made a contract with the big law firm of Foley and Lardner to be special counsel. Yes, he can do that, but he can't make a contract with Foley and Lardner that will make them the perpetual special counsel.
But a spokesperson for the National Indian Gaming Association says the federal law regulating tribal casinos doesn't say anything about the length of gaming agreements. Mark Van Norman says the law appears to assume that states and tribes would negotiate compacts only once.
It talks about the states and the sovereigns sitting down to negotiate, and it doesn't talk about any term limits, and it doesn't talk about repeat negotiations. So in a sense, it does seem that the face of the act was contemplating enduring compacts.
Van Norman says his association is watching the dispute surrounding the Potawatomi Compact, but would not likely play a role in the lawsuit unless the tribe asks for a friend of the court brief. The state Supreme Court hasn't decided whether it will consider the case on an expedited basis. If the high court turns it down, Republican leaders say they'll file it in circuit court. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.